Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we are here always to upbuild and to encourage and pray for one another. Amen. And we thank God for you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. The subject today and tonight, wherever you might be listening, why are Christians changing church homes? Why are Christians changing church homes? Father, we thank you, O God, for what you're doing. Lord, we ask you to look upon the saints and those that are listening, wherever this broadcast might be, O God, and test the hearts and minds of men and women. Lord, and through your Holy Spirit, lead them, guide them, O God, to this direction, O God, and feed them in spiritual food, O God, because we know you are able to do everything but fail. And we bind Satan's hand, we bind his movement, his efforts, O God, to lure away and distract and destroy God's people. And Lord, we ask you right now to touch the hearts in this communication and these broadcasts, electronic means, O God, and give them safety and give them the direction as you use this station and this broadcast. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen, amen, amen. We thank God for all of you, wherever you might be, wherever you, the situation might cause you, in homes and families, amen, everywhere, amen, these conditions, whatever the situation is, whatever you might be into, amen. We know this is very touchy subjects tonight, so we're asking all those that will call in to observe your brother and your sister. And we'll try to get in many, many other callers as possible into the studio to hear what you have to say. Amen. We're going to start off in scripture. We always like to start off in scripture, but as well, amen, if those of you, if you like to donate or follow these broadcasts on your computer, amen, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can click on the media section. Amen. It will lead you to Blog Talk Radio, and it would also lead you to other parts of the ministry, see what we're about. And if you want to click on at the bottom of the church page and you want to donate to Doctrine of Truth or just to the ministry, amen, you could also as well. And we thank God for your listeners, and also we do live streaming on Sunday, live streaming on Sunday. So if you go to our website, be able to see some of the broadcasts, amen, as they come through live to wherever you are. We thank God as well, always. I thank God, and I have to say that because he's the one, through his son Jesus Christ, amen, has helped us, amen, mankind. God loved, John 3:16, said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And these last days, and they are, we are definitely in the last days according to the scripture, amen, so many things that are happening, those that are students of the Bible, and sometimes things be unfolding in your face, and you can't believe it, amen, but the end time is unfolding every and every day. We want to start off with a scripture, amen, according to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and Jesus was teaching and talking to his disciples, amen, about who do people say that he is because of his ministry, amen. He was moving around and going through different areas, amen, talking with people, the men and women of God, the Jesus and his disciples and his followers, and the one that he was teaching, amen, they were Jews. Amen. They observe the tabernacle and the house of prayer, the scrolls, amen, and the bylaws, amen, and all the Whitaker's laws and the priesthood. It was no such thing, amen, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would disrespect the house of God, amen. The priesthood, amen, is no biblical history saying that he neglected what God sent him to do. No. He followed everything to the letter, and he left it in man's kind. He left it in man's hand. All the church rules and regulation, he left the church in men's hand. And we look at Matthew 16, amen, and Jesus, with all the miracles and the things that he done, and the disciples, he asked his disciples, amen, after Jesus said and doing the transfiguration, amen, he said in 13 verse, Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, who do men say I am, the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say thou art Elijah, some say Jeremiah, or the other prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that who Jesus the Christ, amen, that no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Now listen, I know it's a biblical, it wasn't a biblical story, but those of us that learn the Word of God and we study the Word of God, and I always mention many times, amen, I love collecting Bibles. I love collecting Bibles. Amen. I start off with the King James Bible. I know about the Matthew Bible. Amen. I've traced it all back to the Latin. Amen. The long Bible and the short Bible. Amen. And I study out the King James, the New King James, the Amplified Bible. Amen. And the American Standard, the New International. Amen. Along with the Concordance. Amen. The Bible Dictionary. All of these, researching and with prayer, much prayer. Amen. Prayer and meditation. Meditation. Then you have to observe, amen, how it plays out today, the Word of God. And what I have seen through the years that I started out in 80, 82, somewhere in that area, as an evangelist, men and women began to preach and hand out tracts and talk to people about Christ, and they began to follow me. They began to follow me. And I've been expressing to them, God didn't call me to pastor. God just called me to do mission work and evangelize. But I had to go back and read the book of Acts concerning the 8th chapter, concerning with Philip. Then went down to Samaria. And after he preached, amen, and the witch doctor, Simon the sorcerer, came after, was all the miracles that through the name of Jesus, the devils released people. And he bind up and loosed, and people begin to walk and miracles. And through that, I learned I had to tell the followers, go to a church where there are pastors and assemblies at, and men and women come in and join hands, and the man of God there, he prays over them. Amen. Songs are being sang. Amen. And the house of God is like a symbol, amen, of the victory over death and hell. Remember Peter said, Jesus told Peter, amen, the gates of hell shall not prevail. They shall not prevail, not over God's house. Jesus set that up. Jesus paid it in his blood on the cross. On the cross. That's what symbolized the cross. Jesus gave, according to Scripture, amen, his blood for atonement for sin. Atonement for sin. So when men and women come to the house of God, amen, and repentant and being water baptized, amen, and receive the love of God, and through his Holy Spirit, amen, always assuring them, amen, that he will not lie to them, that assuring them that he will always be with them, even to the end of the world. Amen. That's two things God cannot do. Amen. He will not lie. Amen. According to Hebrews, amen, the 10th chapter, amen. He will not lie. Amen. He won't change. He won't change and he won't lie. Amen. And God wants us to assemble ourselves together. Amen. Assembly. Now, here is the pit. There's so many different areas in this thing concerning this subject, because there are some people are being misplaced because of storms and hurricanes, amen, and emergencies. They had to be relocated. You know, we see that in America today and other countries. Floods is taking over. Amen. Storms is wiping out homes. Fires are burning up communities. Churches are being destroyed. Amen. Sometimes in racial problems, and sometimes, amen, fires and riots. And people are being displaced. So that can be accepted because of the fact that the apostles, they worked and they moved with Jesus in missionary work and mission work. But on Sunday, they ended up somewhere in a tabernacle. But during the weekdays, if there wasn't a place on Sunday, the tabernacle, they would put out little signs in the highways, in the streets, someplace, amen, where they assemble. They assemble themselves, always assemble themselves. Amen. So we just want to lay a little foundation there. I know we thank God for all the men and women of God. Amen. And what do you see? One of the things that came across my meditation on this subject is that what Paul was saying about these times, amen, Acts 10:38, say God was there. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. I find that in my walk and moving in different countries, Barbados and Trinidad, amen, those that was of other occult groups, amen, in Trinidad, I met the pastor. We fellowshiped together, came over and did a meeting for him, and he was saying, you know, about the witch doctors, how they was coming through the meeting, and how many of those that was in this different religion, amen, Hindus and all the other strange occult groups would now come into Christ after they hear the gospel, because the demons were making them sick, who they worship. They worshiping all these different demonic spirits and bowing down and giving sacrifices. They've been sick, but after they heard that Jesus can heal, that he has the power, amen, and Christians been given the power through the Holy Spirit, those that follow Christ, amen, they give up. They give up that faith, and they come to Christianity. And it's a beautiful thing to know when people give up, amen, after they learn and they found out that the world can't help them. But they heard the gospel. They heard the gospel. And we're saying now that once you learn and once you realize, amen, that God love you and God care for you. Amen. He love you. Acts 10:38 say how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. We have to do good, brethren. Amen. That's a part of the gospel, helping people. Amen. Doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Sometimes people be oppressed. They're not satisfied with this. They're not satisfied with that. They run around. They don't know why they're lonely. They don't know why this. Paul was saying in these last days, amen. Then I'm going to turn it over to the studio, amen, that these seducing spirits, 1 Timothy 4:4, say, now speaking expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Amen. You have to understand, we're in this time now, amen. Spiritual warfare has always been here. It's not about man. It's about the spiritual warfare. The Antichrist is on the scene. He's coming around. And you can see the things happening in the government and the people. Amen. Upon the land. Amen. The spiritual warfare. Amen. And God still got the answer. Paul said, we're sin abound. God's grace is much more abound. All right. This is one of these messages here that, amen, I can stretch out here a long time, but amen. But we're going to turn it into the studio. Those of you that's been listening and would like to have a comment, the way you see this moving around, maybe one day you was moving around, amen, for whatever reason. And we always say we never give out people name, but you can give out, we give out the area code and the last 4 digits. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone, and you know, either you can dial 855-236 2252. I think we have somebody in the studio now. Area code 561. The last 4 digits is 3664. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you?
Okay, man of God. How are you doing?
I'm good. The topic is, why are Christians changing church homes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, leaving a church is not something that should be done lightly. Too many people abandon church for petty reasons, disagreements over simple matters or preference, are never a good reason to withdraw from a sound Bible-believing church. Christians are commanded to respect, honor, and obey those whom God has placed in their position of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
In the church. Mm-hmm. And we can find that in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse 7 and verse 17. However, there are times mm-hmm. when it becomes necessary to leave the church for the sake of one's own conscience or
mm-hmm.
out of a duty to obey God rather than man. Such circumstances mm-hmm. would include if heresy or some fundamental truth is being taught from the pulpit. You can find that in Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. If the leaders of the church tolerate seriously errant doctrine from mm-hmm. any who are given teaching authority in the fellowship, you can find that in Romans chapter number 16, verse 17. If the church is characterized by a wanton disregard for scripture, such as a refusal to discipline members who are sinning blatantly, you can find that in 1 mm-hmm. Corinthians chapter 1 through 7. Unholy living is tolerated in the church. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9 through 11. If the church is seriously out of step with the biblical pattern for the church, 2 Thessalonians 3, 6, and verse 14. If the church is marked by gross hypocrisy, giving lip service to biblical Christianity but refusing to acknowledge its true power, 2 Timothy 3:5. And so once we understand and be disciplined and know you, then do it the right way when you, if you don't agree with what's going on, and do it the proper way, because God does things decently and in order. You know, give the pastor a letter, or you know, or make an appointment. You know, you got to make appointments these days to talk to the pastor and have a conversation. You know, so that's why people are changing church homes, and it's a lot of people who putting in. I mean, pastors who just promote themselves with titles. They don't study, and you know, and it's you know, false prophets. So you know, when you alluded to it, we're in the last days. So these things are happening. But those of us who are believers and anchored in the Word of God, we can discern those spirits and know what's going on, and therefore we deal with that accordingly. And so I'm going to go off because I know other people want to chime in. Thank you, Bishop. Blessings.
All right. God bless you, man of God. You laid a good foundation there and gave us a lot of food, and we're praying that those that are seeking answers, and that's why we try to stay much in scripture or give some solid background. And of course, we should leave a letter or let the man of God know if you're leaving. Amen. Why? Because one of the jobs of a pastor is praying for this flock, praying for his flock, giving him a covering over his flock. Amen. All right. The doors or the studio is open. Amen. You have to jump in now, and amen, because I know we're full up, and we need try to give everybody a chance, amen, to say something. You can give your experience, or maybe you can ask a question, but we try to keep it as much as your privacy as much as possible. But you can press 1 on your phone, amen, wherever you are, wherever you might be, amen, and we'd be glad to type you in. Amen. You can just dial 1-855-236-2257 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. The operator will put you in. Amen. There are many things that are all right. 954-5227. 954-5227. God bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop. How you doing?
All right. God bless. Good to hear from you.
Okay. I was just calling in. My comment was I think people are no longer really, not everybody, thirsting and, after righteousness, hunger and thirst after righteousness. We got to still want the right thing. And if you want the right thing, you'll line up with the Word of God. So we got to really be hungry and thirst after righteousness, not doing stuff our way, but doing it the way God wants us to do it. And that's why a lot of people leave, because they're not really hungry and thirsty after righteousness.
All right. God bless you. Woman of God, good to hear from you. Amen. There are much false teaching out there. We have to always remind, we have to look at it. Everybody's not really teaching godliness. Amen. They're not really teaching godliness. And Paul ran into that in Corinthian church. Amen. They're having good regard only the righteous. Amen. The righteous, those that follow his word and his direction. Amen. We're making it into heaven. Only those that will listen to and follow his righteousness, following his lead. Amen. How to live, how to walk upright. Amen. And stay out of trouble, for as the world concerned, amen, you shouldn't be, amen, hungering after the world. Amen. The leader is responsible for that. Paul said that in the first caller laid out a good basic foundation. Amen. Paul said that the way a man guards his house, amen, his training, that's what he's going to do with the God's house. That's the way he's going to work. God's house. I read a little story. I say it all the time. I couldn't find scripture to it, but when Jesus went back to heaven, the author was saying, and angels were so glad to see Jesus, and they were giving him a little high five and happy, and said, "Well, Lord, when you go back, I'd like to go back with you." And he said, "I'm not going back." Everybody paused and looked, and said, "What? You're not going back to, you know, to check on the church or check on your work?" He said, "No. No, I trained those men. I left it in men's hands." And I think that you can look at how the devil try to discredit the church, because men do have problems. We all have problems. We're striving. We haven't left here yet. Amen. We're striving. Amen. All the great God's men, amen, working through this land. Amen. In this day and time, you got to stay really prayerful to be a leader. Amen. To walk upright and teach God's people with the Holy Spirit, to be able to discern all these things. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're moving right along. We don't want to hold up the line too much. And I'm trying to stay out of the way because it's a very needful subject. Amen. For those that feel there's so much false doctrine out there. Oh, God, there's so much false doctrine out there. And you can hear it on the radio, the television, the internet, the newspaper. Amen. Everybody got their faith. And everybody saying they love God. Okay. And sometimes that can be, especially those that are young in Christ, can fall in traps of the devil. And one of the things that the enemy used, amen, I talk about that a little bit, where you can just push one on your phone, amen, we'll bring you into the studio, amen. One of the things that the enemy used, we have to be careful, he used that with Jesus, amen, that when he was on the mount, amen, when he was on the mountain, a Mount of Olives, and when he came out of the wilderness, and he was, the enemy started tempting him. The enemy tempts you. Amen. He tempts you with what he watches you, and he tempts you on material things, and with power and influence. Amen. He told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, and many sometimes people have asked you that, are you sure you're a Christian? If you're a Christian, you'll do this. If you're a Christian, you don't need that. You know. But this is one of the commandments in Hebrews, and the Lord was telling us, amen, through the writer, not to forsake the assembling ourselves together. Amen. The weekend coming up, and we're talking to a pastor, a bishop, amen, in the islands, and the Big Island, they call them Barbados, the Big Islands, and everybody have a problem. The people are leaving the fold, especially the youth that is running here and there. And they say, well, you know, when they have a big concerts over here, and big parties, amen, people just fall out to those places. They run out there. They spend big money, too, But you mentioned money for the church. The enemy is taking their power. Ecclesiastes 7 talk about, amen, what the power that people have. Amen. Knowledge and money brings power. And when the devil takes your power, he takes your money. Amen. Then you go fault the church. They fault the church. All they want is your money. Yes, they're teaching financial problems. They're teaching that. They're using that. Because it's a tool, it's bait drawing them to false teaching. And when they get into it and they find out their soul is still hungry, their soul, amen, is still hurt, is still there. And the church, a full-service church, teach about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the whole continents of God, the history, the creation, and all of this, amen, all right, you know, I don't want to get tuned up too much. You better, some of you better put touch in now. I know you like to listen, but we want to hear what you have to say on this message. Amen. Because all of us came out of some type of problem, were in Christ, and some of you were, amen, took time to find a church home. Maybe some was caught in a fire, flood. Amen. Maybe relocated to another state. Amen. And how you found your church home. There's so many different avenues in this study. Amen. But we're here, you know, as always, to help those in the Christ. Amen. I was in a faith, and like Cornelius, the 10th chapter, I was always praying and helping people. Amen. The Spirit of God coming on me out of the church. And I didn't know what it was. I was so concerned. When I went to the church and praying and the choir, I was so blessed. Amen. And people was worrying, wow, something wrong with him. Of course, at that church, they didn't teach that. They didn't teach the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness. Amen. All right, we have a 954-4427. 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop. How are you doing? Just great, always very strong, interesting topics, and just excited to be on the call. You know, this is an on time subject right now because people are leaving their home church for various reasons. Some are called to go out on the battlefield, and people who are new in Christ, they have such a hunger for more of the word that they may be sitting in a ministry that's not in position to teach them to serve that hunger that they have, so they may go and seek where the teaching is strong because of their strong desire for the word. And then there are sometimes people may lead the ministry. Like I say, they may have a calling to go out on the battlefield. That at some point you might start out as babes in your church, a church home, but at some point you're gonna grow enough and absorb enough that you're ready now to go out on the battlefield. And when that time comes, that person, the Holy Spirit, is going to lead that person to branch out, go out there on the battlefield, sort of like your evangelist. The evangelist right. is a person who goes out on the battlefield and seek new saints, Christians, and point them into the direction of the church so that they can go now and be taught. And then there's sometimes you be in your church home and you might feel that your church home is coming a little too commercial and you want to go where they're a little more focused on the word of God than showmanship. There are various reasons as to why people may leave the church home, but it just depends upon the individual. But as you grow in the word, you're going to want to, you know, when you train in someone for a position or something, there's going to come a time when the teacher has taught you all he can teach, and it's time for you to go out now and find your way and teach what you have been taught.
Very good. You've got some great points. Amen. And that's what the Holy Spirit did with the book of Acts. And, well, I know I verify that with my life. The church does teach and prepare you. Jesus did that 3.5 years, and you go out, and I had to find a church home because I didn't have a place to put the people that was following me. So it's very important, those that are out there witnessing and handing out tracts, and they're going to know where you're going to church at, where you be involved at. Amen. So I meet a lot of evangelists, and I said, well, where's your church home? I don't have a church home. Well, you must be a pastor. No, I'm not a pastor. You got to put those people somewhere. Amen.
Yes, somewhere.
Very good points. Yes, very good points. Amen. All right. Very good points, as always. Amen. We always have spiritual food for thought. There might be somebody out there now who got a mission. God didn't call you according to the scripture. Amen. You're still a missionary, but you should be connected. You should be connected somewhere. Amen. And it's very important. Amen. People will grow if they're fed right and taught right. Amen. And be prepared to go out in the field. Amen. Spiritual field. Now, witnessing and talking to people, but you don't break off from your church and leave your church, because those people have a place to go. They need a home to be nourished and taken care of. And everybody have their gift. Amen. And there's fivefold offices. Amen. And if you think you're ready for pastoring, amen, you better be anointed by God to be able to set over people. They have all kind of doctrine, all kind of teaching, and they come and sit up under you. Amen. In these days, all type of spirits and things. And if you don't have the pastoral anointing and gift and training under you, people going to be scattered. People are going to be scattered. Very good points. Amen. Here, amen, as always, people will grow. Will grow. They will grow. If fed right, trees grow. Everything grows. Training must be done. Amen. I want to say this is a good subject. Amen. And those of you, amen, just come on in here. I'm trying to hold myself down because of the fact I know this is where I came from. Amen. Out of the evangelistic field. That's the first work. That is the first work. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Wherever you are, you might be listening by the computer. Amen. If you want to talk, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can pick up this program again and many more. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. There are many, many parts and many situations, but the Holy Spirit will draw you. The Holy Spirit will draw you. Amen. And the more you be hunger, amen, was said by hunger and thirsting after God, amen, praying and seeking God himself, he will lead you to his Son. He will lead you to his Son's work. He will lead you to Jesus, who set up the church. And by the way, it's Jesus' church. It's his church. And anything that God has, the devil want to tear it up. Anything that God has, the enemy want to come against. He come against marriage. Amen. And God set that up in the beginning. And in marriage is in the church. Burying the dead is in the church. Amen. Baptism is in the church. Amen. Communion is in the church. Forgiveness of sin is in the church. The resurrection of the dead is in the church. Eternal life is in the church. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. And I would never, amen. And I would, like Peter, amen. If I was you, amen, your life is hunger. You should want to not leave this earth on a maybe I made it in. Maybe I thought, amen. Don't let the enemy lead you out. It might not be the type of building, but if a good man and woman of God, amen, that you know their life is a righteous life. Amen. Don't let Hollywood show you this where a pastor should be. No, the scripture, a righteous life. Amen. And you're following, it's a Jesus church. Amen. And you yourself, if something was to happen to anybody, your family, relatives, and those of us that's in Christ, and you know, if people leave here, it should fall on your heart and mind. Did I live right before them? Did I try to lead them in the right way? You know, people are watching you. People are watching you. All right, we're getting ready to turn the corner now because of the fact that the benefits of the church, amen, need to be addressed. The benefits, amen, of the church, of what Jesus set up, the right place, the right, if you are, if you've been in a situation where you might be listening overseas or you pick up this program, amen, and you feel that, well, I know in some areas, I've been in some areas, and there are some big, big churches, but they don't, they're not Christianity. They're not of Christ, amen. And you can call Bible studies in your home, missionary, go to these different countries and areas, amen. And I know what it means to walk around, amen, to infiltrate and preach the gospel. Amen. They might not have a big, nice place, but you can have Bible studies and prayers, amen, among the family and friends to come to Christ. Amen. That's your responsibility as a Christian. Amen. I met some people when they hear that big bell ring in the islands and places. I was in places I know better now. Amen. But when I was just come up in Christ, amen, I was just a church, a church, a church. But I found out, you know, whoever feeding the scripture, amen, is very important to stabilize your life, to stabilize your faith in God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So we want to talk about, amen. We have another caller, area code 305. 4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you. You're in the studio.
Bless you, Bishop. How you doing tonight?
God bless you, Doctor. The train is moving. We're by the dock. Amen.
Yeah, I was just enjoying what was said. I just got a few words,
okay.
it keep repeating itself. So I'm thinking that why Jesus said, "In the very gates of hell shall not prevail against his church,"
mm-hmm.
because he is the door to the church, and when men come to church, men and women, whoever come in the church, remember this: it's like a holding pawn. You know,
mm-hmm.
a holding pond where you got all kind of fish. It's like
mm-hmm.
a net. It says right there in the scripture that all kinds come. See,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but now if the fish, if the people who in the pond don't get fed the right fish, you know, like the right fish food, they
mm-hmm.
will leave. They will venture away. It's just like, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of funny, just like if you got a good dog at home, and it,
mm-hmm.
it may be an off analogy, but if you got a good dog at home and you are not lovingly to this dog,
mm-hmm.
you don't show that dog no affection, and you don't feed him, and your neighbor across the street caught feeding that dog, and start petting that
mm-hmm.
dog, eventually you're going to lose that dog. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there are various reasons why people leave, but the main thing I think that I've learned is that in everywhere you go, you got to walk in love. It ain't that folk don't have love, and everybody wants to have that desire to be loved. They like that because it's a powerful thing. You see,
mm-hmm.
but you have to learn how to walk in it, you see, and that's where your stand and survivor is. See, love won't let you run, you see. You
mm-hmm.
might leave good, you have good reasons to leave, and there are times you just have to go, you see,
mm-hmm.
but you don't leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a disagreement. You don't run, you see, because love will hold you. It causes men to gravitate or grow, really, or walk in the divine nature, because that's where God wants us at. So that's what I was looking for, that if you get in the church, God has done something supernatural. You see, mm-hmm. there are local churches, but the thing that God did, he said, he sent you word and told you, now you are the church. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you got to have some control. You are heir true enough, but you got to work with God. You got to humble yourself under God's mighty hand. See that you can grow. And I'm agreeing with what was saying, because I said this is interesting. But the main thing is, wherever you go, you got to follow Jesus. Let him be your lead. I don't care if you go to Russia. You got to have him speak. That's what I was looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Area code 954-4169. You on there? Area code 954-41. God bless you. God bless you in the studio. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
This is Elder Roberta. How are you doing? It's my first time. And thank God for all the topic and all the wonderful answers. It's good for us to visit it so that we can see what the problem is, and we who are spiritual and focused and prayerful would know how to target our prayer so that the church won't be suffering people walking out of the church. But one of the things that I'm looking at, which John looked at in Revelation, and Revelation, I believe it was chapter 2, the spiritual side, because the church has spiritual persecution, and what happened is that the enemy, there's two people in the house, God's people and the enemy. And in verse 8, it says, an angel of the church of Smyrna write this, these things, saying first and last, who was dead and came to life. He says, I know your work, tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan is also in the realm of the spirit as well, in our churches, and how he operates through people, weak people, rebellious people. You know, I don't care how good your ministry is, the enemy got somebody in the midst to break up, to bring strife in the midst of the people there at the church. It's like having a wolf in the midst of your sheep and lamb. And as a under shepherd, you can only do so much. And that's how come when we as children of God come to church to learn and not be a prey, meaning P-R-E-Y, to the enemy, and learn how to pray, P-R-A-Y, then what happened is that we will have, in the spiritual realm, less fallen away from the church. The church got to understand that you also have a spiritual warfare that you need to be aware of, because that is also contributing to people going to and fro, because the enemy, you know, he is the author of confusion. And what, a lot of times when a person leaves the church, there's confusion in the midst of that person's thinking. Who got that person thinking confused? Well, somebody who's operating in the spirit. And I'm just continue to read, and I'm going to finish up so that someone else can say. But this verse 10 says, do not fear any of those things which are, you're about to suffer. This is, we're talking about who? We're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, and that ye may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Verse 11, who has ears, let him hear what the spirit the Spirit is saying to the church. He who overcomes shall not be hurt in the second death. Verse 12. I'm going to get there, Bishop. It's a little reading. And the angel of the church of Pergamos writes these things. He says, these things says he who has the sharp-edged sword. That's the word of God. I know your works and where you dwell and where Satan's throne is. So what I'm just saying is that, yeah, we can see the natural things why people walk out of church and different things in the natural, but believe me, it starts in the spirit realm. And the church needs to operate in power. Power comes through the anointing of the Holy Spirit and our prayer. And it's not on the shoulder of the pastor. We are one. We are a congregation. Our pastors are our leaders, but we're all on the same team. And we all have to have contribution to the fact that this is God's house. Just like you keep your house, you don't let anybody come in your house and wreck your house, and whoever in your house, your family, you're there, you keep your house. You don't let outside come in and wreck your house. Well, we should love our family of God that much that we don't let in the spirit realm these things to come in, because why? We're prayerful. We're committed. We're submitted. We are watching and praying. I'm going to end it with that. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. All right. We have any more? I think we can take two more short comments. Then we're going to go into. All right. 561. Okay. Okay. We got 954-4169. Have two. Okay, now I'm sorry. 561-3664. God bless you,
Bishop. God bless you. To piggyback off what the sister was saying, is the bottom line is holiness. We got to get back to holiness. Preaching the word of God, unleashing God's truth, one verse at a time, and people have to be accountable by their actions. And you, of course, we need gatekeepers. Gatekeepers in the church who pray in, and because you know you're gonna, you know when holiness is there, you know you're gonna have the devil in the midst. So we know that. So, but those who transfer their membership, I just wanted to emphasize this, those who transfer their membership for such reasons ought to take extreme care not to sow discord or division in the church they are leaving. And such moves ought to be made sparingly. Membership in a church is a commitment that ought to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. As always, amen. And I know you out there in the area of holiness. Amen. We out there in a lot of fire.
Los Angeles.
Yes,
sir.
Praise God.
Yeah, but
holiness.
I'll be leaving Saturday, you know, going to London. So I'll be out of the fires.
Okay. Be careful. We'll be praying for you. We'll definitely be
praying
for you.
Thank you, Bishop.
All the blog talk, we're going to be praying for you. All right. We can take one more short comment. Then we have to take about three or four prayers. We always pray, amen, for those that are listening. Amen, wherever you are. Amen, we thank God for you. Amen. If you're not, you can always go back and listen to this program. I always say you can take this program with you in your home. And, okay, I think we had, 954-5227. 954-5227. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God, you're on. Okay, all right. All right. Yes. God bless you. Okay, we're having problems with her. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For all of you, it's, amen. 305-4271. Go right ahead. Lead us into a prayer and a comment.
We thank God for the word of God. We thank him for his blessings tonight. We thank him, O God, for knowledge flowing tonight. instructive, Lord. We thank God for encouragement tonight. We thank God for a roadmap being laid tonight for those that don't know, because so many suffer for the lack of knowledge, and some get the wrong knowledge. So we just bless God for the Spirit being able to lead us. Matter of fact, we praise him for the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and we thank him for all things tonight. And we ask God to help those that are listening, strengthen us and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we have another caller. We need two more prayers. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. Amen. And we're technician will put you in. Amen. We're okay. All right. We thank God as always. You continue to pray for those that, amen, just push one on your phone. I'd like to have another couple of prayers here real quickly. Amen. Just push. Okay, 954-4427.
Father God, I thank you that our church home has given us a foundation that we can build on. And wherever we go out in the world, that we can take the foundation we've gotten and build on it, Father God, that when we're out on the battlefield, this foundation that we have received from our church home will withstand anything that we put upon it. That we may have to change the wall sometimes, but Father God, know that the foundation is intact because our church home has put the word, instilled a word in us that would withstand whatever we come upon when we're out there on the battlefield. And we thank you, Father God, for this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen as well. Amen. When we're out there on the battlefield, I know what it means to have people praying for you. Amen. In different places and foreign countries and amen. Sometimes the areas are not friendly. You have to work with whoever you can. And, you know, Jesus said, by this, they shall know they are mine when they have love one for another. And you'll be looking for love. Looking for love. All right. We have one more. I think we can squeeze in one more prayer. Amen. As well, pray for those that are absent. Amen. Those that are traveling. All right, 954. 4169. Give us a short prayer. God bless you. Woman of God. 4169.
Father, we thank you tonight, Father, for the lesson tonight. We thank you for your word, and Lord, we ask that we be both doers and hearers of the word tonight. Lord God, we pray for your people, Lord God, as they go on journeys, and Lord God, and especially during the summer time, traveling grace and journey and mercy. We're praying, Father, that you keep their homes and their families safe. We're praying, Father God, that, Lord, even when they eat, Lord God, and just bless the food, Lord, let every contamination be taken away. We're praying, Father, that you send your words and bring healing in the land to your people. We're praying tonight that many people will have a hunger and thirst for your righteousness, Lord God, that we could come and eat at your table, and that we can, Lord God, be healed, saved, delivered, and set free. We pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all again, as always. It wouldn't be a program without you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can go to, again, amen, www.jciministries.org and click on media. You can review these programs and more. Amen. Father, we thank you, Red Matt. We thank you, Lord. You said in your word, where two or three touch and agree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound in the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. And we pray, Lord God, according to your word, Matthew's 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse, amen, that God, that you loose in heaven, amen, seducing spirits of those that have their spirit, amen, somehow been wandering. God could take you from church to church, but God, we know you don't take them out of it, wander them out of the church, amen. That's a seducing spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for being with us tonight and feeding the spirit of each and everyone in the studio and their families. In Jesus Christ we pray. that Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. And we thank you all. God bless you all. We love you much. Amen. Pray for us, and I'll pray for you. Until next time, God bless you.